And tonight she's going to read to us. Ira, may I turn the bass off now? Okay. Please welcome Betsy Binstock. Come on, I can't hear you.
I got talking with some fellow poets this past week and happened to mention that all I wrote 1 year was sonnets, but that I never read them because sonnets are so tightly packed that I wasn't sure that people could make sense out of them when they were read aloud. So I got dared, and I have two sonnets. The first one was written when the Boston Bean House first opened up in downtown Maynard. And it was at a time when Digital Equipment Corporation had moved out of the mill, nothing had moved in, and it felt like maybe we were on the skids and we were going to become an abandoned mill town. So this is the aspiring tenant. New coffee shop displays its wares downtown. Bay windows curved where two streets intersect. Impatient to reverse the gradual tumble down of Main Street stores. Fresh paint adds self-respect. Bright awning stripes glow green and red, brand new. The friendly host knows all his clients' names. His wife serves loose leaf tea that's freshly brewed. She sorts through magazines and stacks up games. Deep smell of cappuccino fills the air. Cheap cars sweep past an empty red brick mill, while tiny tables ache with vacant chairs. So many blank-eyed storefronts yearning still. Yet local artists enter one by one, and earnest teens play Scrabble in the sun. The second one is an imagining and a remembering going to the circus. It's called Circus Players. Around the edges, clowns are sprawled about, red bulbous noses, honking auto horns, old trousers bagging, faces miming doubt. They posture wildly, whitened eyes forlorn. Ringed in, three grumbling lions bare their claws at whip and chair which hover in the air. They glare at sinewed man who scans their jaws, then tries to tame them with his iron stare. Intent above a central sawdust ring, taut acrobats are swaying, poised in grace, alert with seeming reckless style to fling their bodies through a spotlit hush of space. Their flare illuminates the raucous night and leaves the groundlings wrapped in haloed light.
Thank you. One more hand, please, for Betsy Binstock.